WU2T, and I'm at home.
How you been doing?
Oh, getting better after I get over these few little hiccups that I have from health things that hit me every now and again.
That affects you nowadays. You ain't supposed to get sick, Rusty.
When you get older and you've gone through all the stuff I've gone through, there are things that will go wrong. Ain't nothing you can do about them. You enjoy doing okay?
Good. Can't complain about anything. It's Thursday night. We eat out on Thursday night, so I'm headed over to pick us up some supper and just out riding about. Thought I'd throw my call sign out there and see if there's anybody listening.
I haven't talked to you in a while, and I ate lunch out, went to McAllister's and had a baked potato today. I was up in Asheville doing a property inspection today.
I'm sure the baked potato was good, but how'd the property inspection go? Did it go good?
Oh, yeah, it is. I go up there and fill out a bunch of forms, take a bunch of pictures, come back and upload everything to the site where I need to upload it to, and then it's their problem. Then all I worry about is getting paid for it next week, and unless they decide all of a sudden they need a little bit more information.
Happen often. I'd hate to have to make that trip 2 days in a row.
Yeah, you got that right, particularly in that end of that midday traffic. Fortunately, I was headed east when I, about 11, between 11:30 and 12, and I wasn't in that going west traffic because I reached past the section of 26 up there, in which traffic was sitting absolutely still.
I tell you, that's a terrible mess up there on 26, up there around Asheville. You know, you get up there, especially 26 and 40, where they come together. It just makes a terrible mess, you know. People can't decide what lane to get in, if they want to go straight or what, you know. And it gets confusing a lot of times. I don't know what would be the solution to that problem, but they need to do something.
About that. Well, unfortunately, my GPS took me to the right place, got me right there this morning. Said I had an hour and 17-minute ride, and it took me an hour and 16 minutes to get there. So it worked out pretty good going up. But coming back, it was a little bit faster because traffic was actually moving better on the eastbound side when I was headed back. So that was a good thing. And trying to get a few things done over here before the Nets start tonight. I'm calling the South Carolina single sideband net, I think, today. Yeah, tonight's my night for the sideband net for South Carolina single sideband net, so I'll be there at 7 o'clock.
I'll do my best to check in with you over there tonight. And I try to check in just about every night on the sideband net. You call another net on 75 meters. When do you call it, and what frequency is it on?
Well, I call a 75-meter net on Wednesday night, starting at about 10 o'clock our time, and I also call a 40-meter net on Friday night, starting about 8 o'clock our time, since we're on the daylight saving time, and the somewhere around 29, 27 to 39, 32 is where the 75-meter net is on Wednesday night. And all, I didn't call it last night because I was sick last night. And the Friday night net, the 40-meter net, our starting frequency is 7.268, but it depends upon whether the parks on the air folks got there ahead of us or not.
I don't know if I'll be able to get into those or not, but may try to catch you on one of those one of these nights soon. And I've arrived here at the restaurant. I got to jump out and go inside and get our food, and I'll be back out in just a few minutes, I hope. But enjoy the kids over there, Rusty. You take care, and I'll try to catch you on the sideband net here in just a little while. WU2T, KI4DOS Mobile.
All right, we'll catch you later, Gary. You take it easy, WU2T. Got to go find something to eat for supper.